Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I am here in Arizona. Figured I would do the podcast from a booth, try to give you as much of the natural stuff that's going on behind me here. And this was the best way to do it. So I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be in here, but I wanted to talk about what we saw today with the Bears losing their game against Arizona. It was, it's ugly, right? I had said to Spiegel earlier in the week that I thought this game went one of two ways. I didn't think that it would be close at all. I thought it would be a blowout. One way or the other, it was going to be a blowout. And unfortunately for the Bears, it was a blowout in Arizona's favor. The Bears played sloppy. They struggled to tackle on defense. They struggled to get off blocks. And these are the types of things that make you go, what happened this week? I didn't see the Bears quit, and I was really looking on that first possession by Arizona. What was it, 13 plays, 65 yards, took up 7 minutes and 54 seconds. I thought if they were going to quit, that would be the moment that they quit, and they didn't. They forced a field goal and kept the game in check. You still had a chance. You were still only down two possessions if you were able to do something offensively. But the offense is a huge problem. Like, you start looking at the numbers on this, Caleb Williams was not good in this game. And he missed some throws. I'm looking forward to going back and watching it because I was watching it two different ways. Like, I'm watching it on the field, and I'm watching, like, the replay of what's going on that's up here, you know, 25 seconds later. But he finishes the game 22 of 41, 216 yards. Sacked six times in this game and a rating of 68.8. That's just not going to get it done. This offense feels like it's really broken. I just got back from inside of the locker room and talking with guys and being in the press conferences with Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus said that they are a team that's looking for answers. And I agree with him that they're looking for answers. And what my concern is that he's not the guy to provide those answers. He doesn't seem that way to me. And this was upsetting. Like, this was a bad loss by the Bears, like a really bad loss by them. And your offense needs to be fixed. They couldn't run the ball today either. It's weird because here I thought that I was watching a pretty good version of DeAndre Swift. Like, I thought he was doing his best to break tackles. He caught every ball that was thrown to him. But you see some of the overthrows that we're seeing. You see some of the misses that Caleb Williams has right now. And it is a struggle to get this offense moving in the right direction. And I'm not sure how they can go about fixing it before the game with the Patriots. And maybe what you need is a game with the Patriots because the Patriots are not good at football. But what bothers me and what scares me the most about this Bears team is that you're watching a team that's struggling when they are trying to compete with a team that is better than them or on par with them. This Arizona team, I think, is about the same as the Bears, and they lost by 3 touchdowns to them. What does that say? That says that you're not prepping. And I know that, like, one of the main storylines going into this thing is Tyreek Stevenson not playing and not being there in the first half of the game or the first couple of possessions. And I do wonder if he would have played more or less had there not been injuries, had Terrell Smith not gotten injured. In talking to him in the post game, he feels like he's made it kind of through this. And Matt Eberflus said that he had a really good week of practice and they believe in Tyreek and the system worked and everything was everything. And I don't know if it had a huge effect on the game, but I do wonder if what's happened this last week has had an effect on everything that's gone on with the Bears. Like, is there still the same belief? Are guys still buying into the process? Do they trust their coaches to come up with the right solutions to the problems that they have? These are all questions that I think are legitimate when you see the backwards movement of it. It's amazing how differently we are viewing the Bears and maybe how they're viewing themselves. If at the end of that game last week, they win. If the Hail Mary is tipped out of bounds, if they're able to come down with it, and then you're talking about a 5-2 team that's feeling great as they get ready to head into Arizona. And what you got was a 4-3 team that's scratching and clawing and trying desperately to hang on to what it has. And you found them to struggle in those moments. And they ended up not being able to get things done. And it's sad. Like, it's really sad because this feels like the beginning of the slide. That's why, like, all week I was really concerned about how this was going to go. I've seen a lot of teams like this. I've seen a ton of teams where something goes wrong. Guys start talking and they're public with some of their frustrations. And look, I am a proponent of that. I want guys to speak their mind. I want them to be comfortable enough to say stuff. But I do understand, and Olin brought it up. He's like, look, the guys that are talking, they haven't won anything. What have those guys won? Who are they to speak in those moments? Now, I want those guys to feel like they can say what they need to say about anything. Like, I think that's a good thing overall, but it didn't seem to affect anything in this game. Like, all of that good feeling that you have about, oh, well, we had a good week of practice and we're making sure that we do things the right way and we're focused on all the right stuff and we're not listening to the outside noise. The outside noise was coming from a bunch of those guys. So I guess technically it was inside noise. They were the story of the NFL this past week, no doubt about it. They were the story, but they did that to themselves. And I think that the frustrating part is people want to see this team win. And they were being held to a higher expectation.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The general manager kind of told you that they are done with the rebuilding process and now it's time to win. This team is struggling to figure out how exactly to do that, to win games, to come in prepared, to be ready. The Arizona Cardinals team challenged the Bears defense in a way that I have not seen them challenged. James Conner is one of the toughest runners in the NFL. I think he has the most yards after contact in the league. I haven't checked the stats for the rest of the games today. 18 carries, 107 yards. You gave up 6 yards a carry to one dude on their team. Then you have the DeMercado. That touchdown at the end of the first half, that's a give-up play. They're hoping that he breaks a tackle so that they can kick a field goal. You end up giving up 53 yards on that play. Now, the guys in the locker room said that it wasn't a backbreaker, but how could it not be? Where that game is close in that moment, and then that touchdown makes it feel so much farther away. The fact that they were able to kind of steal a possession there, and what did they do? They hit a couple of plays. Bears are playing off. They hit a couple of plays to the sideline. They get themselves close enough to think with timeouts that they can get a field goal. And then they an inside zone run that goes to the house with linebackers being Velcro to blockers and not being able to stop it. And look at what that becomes, how you view the second half, like how you might even have to change strategy a little bit if you're the Bears going into the second half of that game because of what happened. The whole thing is an absolute mess. Let me run down a couple more statistics, and then I'm going to get out of here. I actually just saw one of our old engineers, our guy Walt, who we always have when we're in Arizona. He just peeked in, and I don't think he recognized me, but I'm going to go see him after I finish with you guys. I'm happy that Roma Dunze had a big day. He had that huge 44-yard catch, 104 receiving yards, but that was really the only connection down the field that Caleb Williams had. And some of his throws, like those misses to Keenan Allen was targeted 10 times in this game. He only had 4 catches. Some of those throws were beyond. Like the accuracy and Caleb being sped up is now an issue, and it's probably a bigger issue now than what anyone thought it was going to be. But the getting sacked 6 times, 22 of 41, like that's not going to get it done. Kyler Murray didn't have to do a thing in this game. He was 13 of 20 for 154 yards. All he had to do was be competent. He didn't have to even be special in this game. Even in the run game, like that's usually a place where you see Kyler Murray. Like if he's not getting it done with the passing numbers, he's usually getting it done with the rushing numbers. 2 rushes for 6 yards. That's all he had. He had that one first down conversion. That's it. That was the only time where he was beating you up. Meanwhile, whether it's DeMercado or Conner or McBride on the end around scoring the touchdown. Shout out to Matt Bowen. He told us to be paying attention to that guy. Or Benson on his touchdown run. The Bears not being able to stop the run is going to put them in a really bad situation against the rest of the teams that they see this year. The offensive line of this team is broken. There's a lot of hurt guys on the line. They're kind of doing makeshift. You look, I'm terrified to go back and watch the tape of the offensive line and their protection in this game, because there were times where it was just, I wrote down jailbreak, I think twice. And that's too many times, too many free runners at Caleb Williams. You're not giving him a chance at all in those moments when you're allowing so much stuff to go down. By the way, have I mentioned that we are brought to you by Remy Martin? I don't think I've mentioned that, but shout out to Remy Martin for all they do for this particular podcast. The only good thing that I can say today about the Bears, like if I'm looking for any silver lining, Torrey Taylor is a monster. He's not real. He averaged 54 yards a punt. He had a 60 and a 68 in there. The guy's not real, and he's an absolute weapon. And I'm not saying he's being wasted, but he got you out of problems two times in this game, and you weren't able to capitalize on it at all. So there's not a lot to say. I mean, I want to go through some of the stuff that I saw in the locker room and some of the video that I saw in the locker room and kind of work through some of it for the morning buzz that we'll put out there. This is disappointing. And I think it continues to lead to us asking tough questions about whether or not the head coach of the team is a good leader. He might be a good defensive play caller. He might be great with those guys, like, individually. Can he lead? Now you are talking about the most trouble that this team has been in. I don't mean individuals. I mean as a team. This is the most trouble that the Bears have been in. How is he going to spin them out of it? Because before, you're thinking they win the game in Arizona, they got a layup against New England. Now you go into that game against New England, even knowing that they're bad, and go, they have a shot. The Bears haven't been home for a month. That sucks. But that's the NFL. And now, on the backside of that game against the Patriots, hell's coming to breakfast. You've got all the division games, and I know that Jordan Love is throwing the ball to people, and I know that people get super excited about seeing him fail. Still better than you. That team's still better than you. And Detroit is just mauling people. And we'll see what's up with Minnesota. But this was a completely disappointing game for the Bears. And I'm sorry that you had to sit through it, and I imagine you didn't sit through all of it. I don't know if I would have sat through all of it. So that's it. That's all we got for now. I'll have something more tomorrow morning. I thank you. I'll talk about this on the morning buzz too. I had a really great time, like, being with my colleagues today. It was fun to be back out in the field, kind of doing the things that I'm used to doing going way back, but I'll talk more about it. And I wouldn't say enjoy, but I was not thrown off by, like, the facial recognition stuff. And I actually think it makes a lot of sense. I met Jalen officially in the locker room today. So there's a lot of good. The radio show, I'll have a lot of nuggets too that I'll pass along that I have in my back pocket. I promised that I would keep for the radio show. So please listen to Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 on The Score. But thanks for your support as always. I'm sorry that this game sucked and that we're not celebrating. We'll see what happens, because there's a lot. Matt Eberflus kept talking about trying to find the answers. Is he the man to do it? Let me know in the comments. I'll talk to you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.